For 2,500 years, a slim volume written by an enigmatic Chinese general has shaped how we think about conflict, competition, and strategy. The art of war transcends its military origins to offer profound insights into human nature and the dynamics of power. What makes this ancient text so enduring? Its genius lies not in promoting aggression, but in teaching how to achieve objectives with minimal conflict, a philosophy that resonates deeply in our complex modern world. Whether you're navigating corporate competition, political challenges, or personal conflicts, Sun Tzu's wisdom offers a framework for strategic thinking that feels remarkably contemporary despite its ancient origins. At its heart lies a counterintuitive truth. The greatest victory comes not from fighting, but from winning without battle. Like water flowing around obstacles rather than confronting them directly, Sun Tzu's approach to conflict emphasizes adaptability over rigid strength. His strategic philosophy emerges from Taoist principles, seeking harmony with natural forces rather than struggling against them. The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting, he tells us, advocating for victory through strategic positioning rather than brute force. This approach manifests in practical advice that still resonates. Avoid siege warfare when possible, concentrate force at the enemy's weakest points, and restore peace quickly once objectives are achieved. Throughout the text, natural metaphors illuminate strategic principles. Armies should move like water flowing downhill, strike like lightning, and be as unpredictable as the wind. In ancient China, maintaining 100,000 soldiers cost 1,000 silver ounces daily, exemplifying Sun Tzu's principle, no country has ever benefited from prolonged warfare. This insight remains relevant. Extended conflicts devastate through depleted weapons, falling morale, empty treasuries, and civilian suffering. Sun Tzu instead advocates swift, decisive action based on preparation and strategic advantage. This applies to organizations trapped in resource-draining market battles, legal disputes, or office politics. The lesson? Resolve conflicts quickly, minimize resource expenditure, and maintain focus on your objective. All warfare is based on deception, Sun Tzu declares. The master strategist creates illusions. When able to attack, appear unable. When using forces, seem inactive. When near, make enemies believe you are far away. This complements his famous dictum, know the enemy and know yourself, and you need not fear the result of 100 battles. Together, they form a powerful approach. Gather comprehensive knowledge while denying opponents accurate information about your capabilities and intentions. In modern contexts, companies protect strategic plans while analyzing competitors, and politicians control messaging while studying opponents' vulnerabilities. Sun Tzu's deeper wisdom lies in understanding that knowledge creates strategic advantage. Sun Tzu's concept of energy, qi, represents one of his most sophisticated insights. Victory requires mastering both direct and indirect approaches, which he compares to natural cycles. In battle, there are not more than two methods of attack, the direct and the indirect, yet these two in combination give rise to an endless series of maneuvers. The text illustrates effective force through natural metaphors. The onset of troops is like the rush of a torrent, which will even roll stones along in its course. Skilled fighters' energy resembles a massive stone rolling down a mountain, initially requiring effort but becoming unstoppable through momentum. This applies universally. Starting projects is difficult, but once momentum builds, progress becomes nearly self-sustaining. Sun Tzu demonstrates environmental awareness, recognizing that terrain shapes strategic possibilities. He identifies six terrain types, each demanding specific approaches. His awareness extends beyond physical features to weather, timing, and natural signs. Moving trees indicate advancing forces. Screens and grass suggest ambush preparations. Startled birds signal army movement nearby. Most importantly, Sun Tzu emphasizes adaptability. like water flowing downward, avoiding strength and striking weakness. Just as water shapes itself to find the path of least resistance, the skilled commander must modify approaches based on circumstances. While the art of war focuses on strategy and tactics, Sun Tzu demonstrates profound understanding of human psychology. He identifies five essential leadership qualities: wisdom, sincerity, benevolence, courage, and strictness, recognizing that effective leadership balances compassion with discipline. His insights into morale remain relevant. He notes signs of weakening resolve. Soldiers leaning on spears indicates hunger. Water jars drinking first shows thirst. Failure to seize advantages reveals exhaustion. These observations link physical conditions to fighting spirit. Sun Tzu recognizes that commitment intensifies when retreat becomes impossible. When your army has crossed the border, you should burn your boats and bridges. In modern contexts, effective leaders still balance compassion with clear expectations. Teams perform best when supported both physically and psychologically. We commit more fully when escape routes are eliminated. Sun Tzu's human-centered approach reminds us that beneath all strategy lies human psychology. Our fears, motivations, and social dynamics ultimately determine outcomes. In his final chapter, Sun Tzu delivers his most valuable insights on intelligence gathering. He argues that commanders who skimp on paying for intelligence while spending thousands on armies marching blindly create a false economy that leads to failure. Foreknowledge, anticipating enemy dispositions before engagement, emerges as the central concept. Sun Tzu identifies five classes of spies, serving distinct but interconnected functions. Together, they form what he calls the divine manipulation of the threads, an undetectable network providing comprehensive intelligence. This elevation of intelligence above tactics, logistics, or leadership highlights Sun Tzu's unique approach that prioritizes information over force. As he notes, the enlightened ruler and the wise general who are able to use the most intelligent people as spies are certain to achieve great things. In our information-saturated age, this wisdom remains relevant. Whether in business, politics, or personal decisions, those with superior information hold decisive advantages. Yet we rarely invest adequately in intelligence before making important decisions. Sun Tzu would have us build networks that provide insight beyond publicly available data. Have you noticed how the most effective leaders achieve goals without obvious struggle? They embody Sun Tzu's philosophy, creating conditions where objectives are achieved through positioning rather than confrontation. When facing challenges, ask, "Am I pushing directly against resistance, or can I find the path of least resistance, like water, to reach my goal?" Consider a conflict in your life or work. Are you pursuing swift resolution, or has it become a draining war of attrition? Sun Tzu would advise finding the fastest path to your objective while preserving resources for future challenges. Sun Tzu teaches us to concentrate force at decisive points rather than dispersing it evenly, creating local advantages even when overall resources are limited. This principle applies whether launching a product, pursuing personal goals, or managing any competitive situation. When did you last assess the terrain of your challenges? Understanding your environment provides critical strategic advantages. Are you fighting uphill battles when alternatives exist? The art of war ultimately reveals itself not as a battle manual, but as a sophisticated philosophy for navigating conflict while maintaining harmony. It challenges us to seek victory through superior strategy, information, and understanding of human nature rather than destruction.